Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here, Portland Sports Leader, don't you forget it. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, the YouTubes. Jump on there. You can watch previous shows if you missed Ryan Clark on this morning with the Sunrise Guys. You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts or the YouTube. If you missed Sook doing a solo show yesterday, you can check that out on YouTube's or the Odyssey app. Rewind, fast forward, except for into the future, because what? That would be impossible. Coming up this hour, we'll look at the state of Texas as things got real weird on Rivalry Week and how that shakes out in college football. I guess we'll find out a little bit tonight. But I wanted to stick in the NFL. You know, Mike Tomlin, you could always count on him being the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I bring up Mike Tomlin for a specific reason. I don't know if you heard this, Danny, over the weekend, but they were chanting "Fire Tomlin" in the stands as they got blown out by Buffalo. That game was actually pretty close until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Buffalo was really struggling on offense, and then there was a strip sack of Rodgers, and everything went to hell. And I think that more than ever, look, there was a lot of chatter coming into this offseason about Mike Tomlin's future, and I think deservedly so a little bit. Now, I didn't think that they should fire him or move on. I didn't think they were quite ready for that. But that fan base seems to be turning. They seem to feel that way, too. I found some interesting stats. Mike Tomlin, the bottom, rock bottom may be here. In his first 13 seasons, he had 12 losses by 17 points or more. 12 in his first 13 seasons. In the last five, he's had 10. Now, a lot of that is you don't have a quarterback. A lot of that is no Ben anymore. But this Rodgers experiment is also not going well. If you watch him as the season is progressing, he won't move out of the pocket. He's not looking across the middle.
His offensive line is not doing him any favors.
He's basically looking for the out routes on the side, the just extension of run plays, because he doesn't want to push the ball down the field because he's afraid of getting hit or afraid of throwing interceptions. We might be seeing the end of this Tomlin era.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, because they've had three coaches over, what, the last like 45 years? Was that what it was between Noel Cowher and Tomlin? Which is nuts.
That's wild. They've had two coaches in my lifetime. I'm 40. I'm a man. Come after me.
I mean, it's bonkers to think about.
It's wild.
It's one of the most one of the most consistent coaching trees or transitions, as it were, than we've seen in any sport. Like, certainly you get a coach that might stick around for a while.
Chuck Noll took over in 1969.
Good gravy.
Yeah.
So 41 years, So three coaches over 65 years?
Mm-hmm. 56.
56? Wait, what year did you say?
1969. Don't make me mad.
There you go. I think they say 65. My bad. God dang.
What?
Three coaches over 60 years.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that's the other thing. It's kind of like what we were talking about with college football coaches. Be careful what you wish for. Because I didn't really know who Mike Tomlin was when they hired him. But everybody, all the NFL bros were like, slam dunk hire. Mm-hmm. Homer, I think he was the DC in Minnesota when they hired him. And everybody was like, this is the guy. I don't think we expected him to do coward things. Went to a couple Super Bowls, won one.
Yeah.
Like, the dude has proved that he deserved that job.
And never had a season under 500.
Exactly. But now the wheels might be coming off. At least Cowher retired. It wasn't like, we got to get this guy out.
I think the thing is, too, is that Pittsburgh, what they hung their hat on, being one of the best defenses in football every single year, that isn't there, and the offense struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I think has changed.
Yeah, like, what are they good at? What is Pittsburgh good at?
They're just meh. T.J. Watt's a dude.
And they've been meh for a while.
Cam Hayward's solid.
A dude, yeah.
But like,
what are we doing here?
DK's a good player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Freiermuth, good tight end.
Jalen Ramsey, good DB.
Minka was better.
I agree. I do wonder if they regret that trade.
Yeah.
The question is, though, do the Steelers look at this as the same situation?
Do you force him out?
Are they looking at this as like, not only do we need to get rid of him and maybe force him out, but are you looking to hire the next guy for 20 years? Or do you come back to the land of everybody else and realize that maybe we'll take a shot at somebody, and if it doesn't work, we can pull the trigger sooner?
I mean, the ownership is not one to react fast.
They are not.
And
that's probably been to their benefit for the majority of their franchise's history.
And Tomlin is beloved
mm-hmm.
by the ownership. So mm-hmm. I think he's going to have his way. I think Tom is going to have his way, whether it's he sees the writing on the wall or he goes to them and says that I'm going to leave. I don't think he doesn't leave on his own terms.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think they'll give that to him. The Rooney's that's just how they operate. Yeah.
And with what he's done for them and how, again, not a single season under 500.
It's pretty good.
That's nuts, dude.
Two appearances and a win in the Super Bowl. That's not bad either.
Multiple Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
kind of wide receiver factory a little bit in the NFL. I know if a lowercase were here, he would be very angry at us.
Yes.
Because he probably wants Tomlin fired.
I get it. I get why the fan base does, but this is, and it's not a fear of the unknown. It's be careful what you wish for.
Who's Penn State's head football coach?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Mm.
However, if you want to play the fun game.
Yeah, that State's
A little bit of a tough patch. We're about to fly over to Philadelphia in a moment, too.
Again, a bit of a tough patch.
Rough state of affairs.
And they've gone to Super Bowl. They've been in a World Series. Flyers have been up and down, but they had a period where that state was doing pretty well for a while.
The process. Don't forget the process.
You know, and then they were good for a blip. One MVP.
You want to play the fun game of who is the most ideal hire for Pittsburgh? If they were to move on from Tomlin, if you want a dude that's there for 20 years, I've got only one name in my brain, Marcus Freeman.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
If you get rid of Mike Tomlin, you back it up. You back that truck up so fatty. You walk. The Rooneys walk from Pittsburgh to South Bend and knock on Marcus's Freeman door and say, how would you like to be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
God. That's a good fit.
Is that not what he's waiting for? Is that not Marcus Freeman's path? I don't know what he wants. I've never spoke to the man.
He's a rah-rah guy, but he's not young guy rah-rah.
He's smart rah-rah.
He's a pro. Don't get me wrong. I hate that university, but he is a damn good coach.
But he also strikes me as a guy that there is no better job in college football than Notre Dame to him.
Because it's almost militant.
Mm-hmm. There is no better job.
The Catholic school, like the regiment, which when I think of the Steelers, I think of a very regimented program.
Ryan Day takes the Giants job in the NFL. Ohio State asks Marcus Freeman, do you want to come? He says no.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer gets fired. Alabama says, Marcus Freeman, you want this job? He says no.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that pulls him is the NFL. And the Steelers.
And it's the right job.
It's the right job.
It's the Steelers or the Bears.
I don't want the Arizona Cardinals.
No, I don't want the Carolina Panthers.
Nope.
It's the Steelers or the Bears.
I don't even know if it's the Bears. I don't know if it's the Packers. the Patriots.
I think it's
the Cowboys.
Honestly, I think it's the Bears and the Steelers. That's what I would go with.
So if you
or Packers. I think that, again, the toughness, the history, defense. Like, I think those are kind of, when we talk about this all the time, what is it? Identity. If you're going to picture Freeman somewhere, yeah, Steelers and Freeman make a ton of sense. Now, would it happen? Would he leave for that? I don't know, but
maybe not now.
I'd make the phone call. That's for damn sure.
Can Tomlin last another 5 years? If you give Marcus Freeman 5 more years at Notre Dame, then does he start thinking? Because I don't think he goes right now. I don't think he'd walk from Notre Dame right now.
I don't
now.
Think Tomlin goes right now.
I don't think so either.
Sorry, lowercase.
It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
I like that, though. I like that's the only thing I can think of. That's a nice, well done.
It's the only thing I can think of.
That's a good marriage.
Thanks, dude.
That's a
bit all right here.
Over here playing matchmaker.
Yeah, just trying my best.
There you go.
Trying my best. When we come back, we'll stick in the NFL. We'll head over, stay in the state of Pennsylvania. It's literally called Wyoming. And get to the Philadelphia Eagles as there is another stain on them from Thanksgiving weekend. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. A reminder, we have a free consultation today at 12:15. If you got any, if you need something we can help you with.
Your post-turkey edition.
The firm is here to help you out. Get those in, 503-864-6326. That's at 12:15 or over on the YouTube chats. I want to read some texts and chats, kind of put a little bow on the Pittsburgh Steelers conversation we were just having. People are saying Tomlin isn't at fault, but I think he was such a good coach that he shot himself in the foot. They're always good enough not to get great draft capital because of his coaching.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I see here? Everyone's favorite coach is the next one. That's the truth. Everybody.
It's the backup quarterback syndrome.
Yeah, everybody thinks that as well. Where else is this? And this couldn't be more true. This is on the YouTube chat. The Steelers need a 3-14 season. The repeated 9-8 seasons are just not doing the franchise any good. And that goes to what the texter was saying too, is that's the problem with living in mediocrity in the NFL. And we talk about that frequently. Mediocrity in the NFL is a scary, dangerous, dangerous place to be because it is so hard. It is so hard to get those really key game-changing players in the NFL through free agency and trades. They just cost too much. No quarterback, Joe Burrow, doesn't go on the open market.
No.
He just doesn't.
And they got lucky getting Ben where they got him because he got him out to the top 10.
Justin Herbert's not going to be on the open market. The open market guys are going to be like Tua and Bryce Young someday and maybe a Trevor Lawrence. So there is some talent out there.
But also
Josh Allen's never not going to be a Bill unless he's old and washed like Rodgers, you know?
But you also, again, like Rodgers, Rodgers wasn't a top 10 pick.
He wasn't.
There's luck that goes along with this. You make some of your own luck by
that's a fair point.
By picking up higher. But T.J. Watt's not a number one overall pick. You know, Troy Polamalu's not a number one overall pick. Jerome Bettis, I mean, he was higher up. But, I mean, you just kind of go down the list of guys that they've had. And a lot of that is their front office and their scouting, their coaching. It's what they had under Knoll. It's what they had under Cowher. It's what they had under Tomlin, is that there has been alignment in what they are. It started with a steel curtain, and it proliferated through Cowher and through Tomlin.
And as I said, you know, they were able to find receivers anywhere. But quarterback is a different situation. Quarterback's tough. And I do think a 3-14 season would be beneficial to them.
Yeah, I mean, Neil O'Donnell, Tommy Maddox, not
doing it.
You can get lucky with a Trent Dilfer when you have the best defense.
Neil O'Donnell did go to a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. But again, what happened? They didn't have the offense.
No, then they got blown out by a Cowboy dynasty.
No.
Cordell Stewart.
Slash was fun. But Ben's a top 10 quarterback in the history of the NFL. So there's a trade-off between those two.
Staying in the state of Philadelphia, or state of Pennsylvania, excuse me, and sliding over to the city of Philly, another clunker. The state of Philadelphia.
Well, we're going to talk about the state of Philadelphia.
Dude, the state of Pennsylvania is just really chapping my ass these days. I can't talk about it. I can't pronounce anything. None of it makes any sense to me. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
It's literally called Wyoming.
Exactly. But the Philadelphia Eagles lay another stinker on Friday over Thanksgiving weekend as they lose to the Bears 24-15. I guess the offense was alive in the second half? Question mark.
I mean, were they?
They scored touchdowns. That's an improvement.
That's what happened, huh?
I saw this. The Eagles have had in that game had three straight three and outs. Mm-hmm. They lead the NFL in three and outs.
They can't
season.
Run the damn ball.
38 on the season. Now, it might be a weird stat because it's their most since they had 44 in 2020, but they're also tied with the Broncos for the most this season. So a little misleading stat because the Broncos are very good. But what is our complaint about the Broncos? It's always been the offense.
Yeah.
None of us are really enamored by Cortland Sutton as a number one.
No.
As much as I like Bo, I don't love Bo. I like Bo.
Sure.
I don't love him.
How much more do you like Jalen over Bo?
A lot more.
Okay.
A lot more. And how much do I like this Philly offense more? A lot more. Just from dudes.
Yes. The problem is, and we keep circling back to this, is that offensive line, they can't power guys. The Saquon's rush yards before contact is just not what it was. And again, it doesn't need to be what it was in a 2,000-yard rushing season.
No,
but
it doesn't.
But he is just, 13 carries, 56 yards. You're just like,
Can't work.
And he had two targets.
No catches.
So he had 13 touches on the game.
Talking about the offensive player of the year last year.
And again, doesn't need to be 2,000 yards rushing, but you know, you got to be like a 1,400 yard rusher and then chip in another 40 in the receiving game. Like, he just hasn't been that guy, and a big part of that has been their offensive line. And that's because their defense is pretty damn good.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good. I mean, Caleb Williams, 17 of 36. That's not great.
No,
154 yards.
They had like seven pass breakups. Philly did. Like, they got to him. They hit him in the backfield. They got to Chicago. But the problem was Monongai and Swift ran all over them.
250 yards together.
Yeesh! And
against the Super Bowl champ,
ripping off big runs. But between those two guys, 40 carries.
Yep.
What couldn't the Eagles do?
Run the ball.
What did the Bears do?
Run the ball.
And Caleb made plays when he needed him to.
There are reports of Philly fans throwing rocks at their offensive coordinator's house. I saw that.
Well, we've
stay classy, Philly.
We've talked about this.
Stay classy.
You know, they lose their offensive coordinator and Kellen Moore, and something just between the offensive line and the offensive coordinator, the line being banged up and losing some guys, and the offensive coordinator changeover from Kellen Moore, like, those two things, I think they go pretty hand in hand, because A.J. Brown's over here saying he's going to be quiet. He just keeps throwing a fit.
Even though he had 10 catches.
It's like, dog. I mean, but again, the flip side of this is he had 10 catches for a buck 32 and two touchdowns. Maybe you should get him the ball. Attention, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I think what's just difficult about the whole situation is the Nick Sirianni aspect. And I think this is, we are now really seeing, because I never quite understood the before they won a Super Bowl, the early kind of fascination the media seemed to have about him being bad coach. He's just a weird guy. I don't have an issue with that. A lot of guys are weird. That doesn't
bother me. Recognize weird.
But yeah, weird. Weird. Right there with you, buddy. I'm on your team. But this is where I think that's kind of starting to show. Is it feels, I don't know if it feels ignorant or if it feels stubborn or what, but the fact that it feels like he just wants to continue doing what they're doing, even though it's not working, mm-hmm. has to frustrate the living hell out of Eagles fans.
Yeah.
And that might be where the rubber really meets the road. That might be why people are like, I don't like Sirianni.
Despite winning a Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, lost one and won one. It's like, I don't like him.
That's, again,
it's a strange thought. How many coaches are like that in the NFL or in college football? Like, none.
Ryan Day.
Yeah, those Ohio State losers and Ryan Day.
It's very similar. There's a pretentiousness that comes with it.
Good point. Good point on that. Remember all the natties.
Or DeBoer with...
All the natties that Ohio State has won in the last 20 years. By that, I mean two.
Yeah, but it's also, it's DeBoer at Alabama. Like, you know, there's rumors and notes about DeBoer being like, screw you guys. Like, I
the
took
Penn
over...
Penn State rumors were out there.
Like, the idea of, you know...
The impossible job.
Yeah, and it's like, we just won a Super Bowl. Shut up. But that's Philly sports fans. And I do kind of in a weird, sick, twisted way appreciate that about them. And it's never good enough. Because what ends up happening? You make changes.
Yeah.
And you keep trying and you keep going after it. Like,
you expect better.
Yes. And
you have high standards.
And I do kind of respect that about them. To be honest, I do. Because it's something that I've said about Portland fans in general. Like, as long as they're winning 44 games to 48 games and they're good and they try hard, most of the city's like, yeah, I'm in. But when they get up to like 50 wins, like, you know, people tell me, well, that Western Conference Finals run. And I'm like, yeah, you got snuffed by the Warriors. You didn't have a chance in that series. Like, you weren't good enough. And that's the LA in me kind of coming out of, like, you know,
it's hard to realize that they gave absolutely everything they could to beat the Nuggets
mm-hmm.
and get to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And that's what, and you knew they were out of gas.
And then, you know, Steph doesn't play in the first couple games.
And you still lose.
And you still lose. Yeah. So, yeah, like there's a demand by the fan base. And I think if you're a front office, like, is there a demand in Carolina? Is there a demand in Arizona? Is there a demand in Jacksonville?
I don't think you can.
Green Bay, there's a demand. Pittsburgh, there's a demand. Philly, there's a demand. I'd say there is in Dallas, but also people just roll their eyes. Jerry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? San Francisco.
We've all kind of moved on from that.
A demand. Like, there's a demand to be great. And with that, those expectations make it so you can't just rest on your laurels.
And it feels like Sirianni's kind of doing that.
Yeah. Or
I don't blame him.
Or paralyzed by, or, you know, paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, it worked last year. Why isn't it working this year?
Well, new information can create new opinions.
Yep.
Free consultation.
Or it doesn't.
And then that costs you your job.
Yep.
Free consultation at 1215 503 864-6326 on the YouTube chats as well. When we come back, let's move to the state of Texas. Big game happened over the weekend that could put everything in a giant shuffle. Maybe we'll find out more tonight with the College Football Playoff Committee and their announcement of the current playoff situation. But first, I would love to give it to the Big Kahuna with sports.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College Football Playoff Committee will have their hands full this evening. That's for show. Would you want that job, Danny? On the selection committee? Not necessarily be the guy that has to talk, but would you want that job?
Yes and no. If my sole job was to do that, then yeah.
I think I'd be hella down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love it.
I mean, I would take it seriously. Like, you know, I
would take it very seriously.
I've asked about being a voter for NBA awards before, mm-hmm. and like how that process goes down, because I've seen some of the people that vote and how they vote, and I go, why do you have a vote?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have a vote?
Don't get me started on the MLB Hall of Fame, dude. Yeah. That's my career goal, is to have a vote for the Hall of Fame, because I would take it seriously.
Yeah,
because
so many of those guys don't, or they're pretentious D-bags.
Right.
And, like, I do my own ballots of, like, this is how I would vote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I do it, too.
It's mm-hmm. like, and I give my reasoning why, and I do the work, and, you know.
We had the convo about Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge. Yeah. It's like, look, I want Cal Raleigh to get it all really bad, but I would have voted for Judge.
Yeah, I would have voted for Cal, and I think we both had our reasons, just kind of going down that. But again, I don't think there was a wrong vote necessarily there. I think it was between those two guys. But just in general, when you're talking about the college football playoff, I would try to take all of my feelings out of it. I know everybody, you know, I'm USC honk, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to those kind of things, I do think I'm about as objective as it gets with that kind of stuff. Like, I just look at what's there.
Well, it's what I've been preaching all since we started this show, mm-hmm. is that now that my school plays a completely different sport, a lot of my biases are gone. A lot of my allegiances are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a conference that I am diehard about anymore, which means that a lot of those teams that I hate, I don't have anymore. I mean, I always hate the Huskies. That's just regionality, and that's just in the blood. But, like, I've talked so much jive about Oregon over my lifetime, and I have nothing really negative to say or really positive.
Look, man,
just watching it.
Everybody,
I don't hate Ohio State as much as I used to,
because
I just don't care.
But again, I still think they're a top five team in the country. But I've been steadfast in this. I think Indiana's the best team in the country. But as it pertains to Oregon, I'm the guy that's sitting here saying over and over again, for everybody thinks I hate Oregon, if USC beat them, I still would have had Oregon in the playoff.
Yeah. And I said no. I said no, like, they wouldn't get in.
I don't think you could keep a 10-2 Oregon team out. That their two losses would have been to Indiana and USC.
Yeah.
Like,
they'd have been both at home. That might have held that against them.
But again,
but I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, I just try, look, when we're talking about this stuff, I'll have my fun. But when it comes, like, when you know, push comes to shove, I'm just gonna be honest about this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. that's just the reality. And I'll adjust accordingly. Like, you know, early in the season, I said, as of right now, I think it was like the first like 4 or 5 weeks, I'm like, Miami's the best team in the country.
Oh, but we were both on that.
Yeah.
Carson Beck, Heisman Trophy.
Defense is playing out of their minds. Like, yep. I was like, yeah, no, this looks like the best. This is what I've seen. But as we've gone through the season, as Indiana has just been a complete wagon, I'm like, Indiana's the best team in the country. Like, new information, you know?
New opinions.
New opinions. You just kind of figure it out as you go.
Texas Longhorns defeat the Texas A&M Aggies 27-17. It was 10-3 at halftime, A&M up, and then just completely fell apart defensively in the second half. This puts the weird kink in it, my friend. I was looking at some strength of schedule stuff. Let me see if I can find that, because I'm always curious in doing some of my organ research, what like organ strength of schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always curious how people view the Penn State game. You know, that seems to be a large topic to converse about. And I was looking at it, and Oregon's strength of schedule is 19th in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
USC being better, Iowa being better, Indiana being better, all those things, that bumps them up.
Northwestern continuing to win games.
Being a solid program.
Texas is at 7.
Yeah.
This is the three-loss team that they really, really think they should be in the college football playoff.
You look at who are their losses to?
Ohio State
on the road.
The Florida loss sucks.
That's the one that bites them.
The Florida loss sucks.
And then, what was the other one I'm forgetting here? Ohio State, Florida and...
Georgia.
And
they got
housed.
Yeah.
But Ohio State, they could have won that game.
They could have won that
easily
game.
Easily won that game.
In the most boring number one versus number two games I've ever seen in
my history
entire life.
Of football. Well, it's not true. We had 6-3.
They had a choice. They had a chance to beat Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky is a great win. Vanderbilt, the score is 34-31. I saw that score was
that
like
game was
31-0 at one point, I feel like. They have good wins on their resume. They have, you know, the A&M is a housing by my money. I don't think there's any way I can put this team in because I don't think they're that good. I think it's a rivalry game. I think there are a lot of the questions people have about Texas A&M were exposed in that game. Marcel Reed played bad.
That's where they go where he goes.
It could be, you know, it could be similar to Oregon getting punched in the face by Indiana. That maybe Texas just walked in and punched him in the face and A&M didn't know what to do. Because nobody had done that to them in a while.
And with A&M, well, I mean, they did. I mean, South Carolina almost got them. Remember? You know, they had, was it a 24-3
the most insane comeback?
With A&M, though, they only have one win against a CFP top 25 team, and that was a 41-40 win early in the season against Notre Dame.
Which is funny because their strength of schedule is at 27.
They haven't played anybody bad.
Oh, fair.
Now, they did avoid the Georgias of the world. They did avoid the Alabamas of the world. You know, like they
beat an LSU team badly who fired their coach. They beat a Missouri team that...
It's a good team.
It's a fine team.
Yeah.
It's bottom of the SEC of good.
But they're good.
Sure.
But that's the question about them. I'm just kind of going through...
They did beat Notre Dame on the road.
Yep.
That was a huge win. Put A&M on the map.
Mm-hmm.
That let people know, hey, we're Texas A&M. We're here to play.
We can play with anybody.
We finally got the right coach. We finally got the money. This isn't Jimbo. This isn't Kevin Sumlin. This is real, real big boy football.
Heather Dinich, her projection is Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Georgia 3, and Tech 4.
A&M drops out of the top 4. I think so, too.
Oregon 5, A&M 6, and then
Ole Miss 7,
Oklahoma 8, which I don't agree with, Notre Dame 9, and then Bama falls all the way down to 10.
Bama's at 10.
Yeah, I would flop Oklahoma and Bama.
Alabama beat Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. And BYU 11, and then Miami 12.
Oklahoma's the weirdest team in that whole conversation. Is anybody scared of Oklahoma?
No.
Even if you have to go to Oklahoma?
No.
No, I don't think so. Makes me so sad, too. My boy.
So, but now, how it would actually shake out is Tulane would be 12, Virginia at 11. So...
This just came into my brain. I want the committee to do something serious tonight.
Mm.
You know, my G5 team is North Texas.
Sure.
I want them to be in. I love that offense. I want to see that offense against a big boy defense. Just for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
So indulge me here and let's say it's North Texas. And they know, and let's say Virginia wins the game and they're the ACC. Put Virginia 12. Put North Texas 11.
There you go.
Do it. Have some cojones. Why not?
Send Virginia to Austin.
Who would you choose on a neutral site to win a football game? North Texas against Virginia. Who are you taking? I know we're not like deep in the blood of watching Virginia football or deep in the blood of watching North Texas football, but I think we're all pulling for North Texas in that game.
Yeah, if you're talking about those two playing somewhere on a neutral field, you're the overwhelming fan sentiment is going to be North Texas.
So why not make them 11?
Give them a little bit better path.
Sure, and then open the door. I think
so. As it would sit right now, it would be Tulane, or if you want to take out Tulane, it'd be North Texas and Virginia. If you swap them, Virginia would go to Autzen, and North Texas would go to Kyle Field to take on A&M.
And I would love that. That would be entertainment.
North Texas and A&M at Kyle Field?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Plus, kind of back to our conversation about South Florida, putting all their money in. If you make a G5 team not the 12 seed, they did this last year with Boise State. Or was Boise State the 12? Oh, I think Boise State was the 12. No, they had a bye? Boy, feels like a century ago.
None of it,
either way. If you set the precedent that a North Texas or a Tulane or a Memphis or whoever's getting in, James Madison, could be not the 12 seed, that again brings everything down to the same line of everything can be created equal. Everything can be looked at equally.
Yeah.
And that creates more excitement. It
changes the lens.
Without a doubt. It kind of gets away, as some people are saying, you know, quit falling for the SEC propaganda. I totally hear you.
We're not trying desperately not to.
But that would help counter that SEC propaganda. Look, if Herbie and Saban want to sit there and bang the SEC drum all day, go for it. That channel, that entity can do whatever the hell they want. But if you really want to talk about college football, why not? Why not?
I will say on the flip side of this bracket with how Dinich has this, it would be Bama Ole Miss, and the winner of that would take on Indiana.
Bama Ole Miss winner would take on Indiana?
Mm-hmm. See, this is why I would flop Bama and Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Boise State was the 3 seed last year. They had a bye.
Yeah.
But do we count Boise State as a G5 school, really?
They are, but...
They are, but they get a lot of credit.
But yeah, just kind of looking at how this bracket shapes up in the end of the next round, that would mean the winner of Virginia-Oregon would get Texas Tech, and North Texas A&M would get Georgia.
I'm in for all of it.
Ohio State seems like they're getting off too easy here.
Of course
they'd have the winner of Notre Dame-Oklahoma. Swap Bama and Oklahoma.
Texas ain't going in. Not as a 3-loss team.
The hell no.
Bama could be a 3-loss team. They might go in. That'll ruffle some feathers.
But they're not a 3-loss team.
Dude, what if BYU wins this weekend? What if BYU wins this weekend?
Well,
I'm going to ask that question again. What if BYU wins again this weekend?
They've got it up on the board behind you right now on ESPN. They have the playoff matchup predictor. As it stands right now, Tech is a 99% chance of making the playoffs. So no matter what happens,
they're in. They're in no matter what. BYU is not in,
but
unless
BYU
they win.
Wins.
Who gets knocked out? Are we knocking out Notre Dame?
Well, they are now saying that if Bama loses to Georgia, they would fall out. They have a 1% chance of
making
the
playoffs. There's too many teams that are good with 2 losses. If Bama has...
But why are you getting punished for going to the SEC title game?
Because it's your 3rd loss. Because you lost to Oklahoma.
But you
and
already
Florida
beat
State.
Georgia.
Understood. But Georgia's only lost to you. They lost to Oklahoma and Florida State. Oklahoma, the most fraudulent playoff team. Mm-hmm. And Florida State, who if they had $20, they'd fire their coach.
Right.
But they don't have $20.
I don't think you should punish a team for losing in a conference title game.
I understand that. I agree. But you're not going to say that about BYU.
No, but who else has Alabama beat?
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Fair. I do not envy them tonight.
Look, if Georgia smacks the crap out of Alabama, okay. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that'll happen either.
For whatever reason, Kirby's got an Alabama issue.
And those two got an issue with each other.
Yep.
They're like scorned lovers.
Which I love.
That can't be separated.
I love to see that.
WebGems is next. Everybody's favorite. Don't forget, free consultation at 1215-503-864-6326 or on the YouTube chat. That's 503-864-6326. WebGems is next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Web Gems. We do it every single day at 11:45. Quick little preview of the big nooner. Blazers back in action tonight.
On the road.
4:30 tip, Danny. You love that. I love you're going to be home by 10 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Sunday's game, 3 o'clock tip was just...
We'll get to that in the Big Nooner, along with free consultation, 503-864-6326. A couple of those coming in, so send some more in, and we'll try to get them all in. I don't remember if there was some leftovers from last week or not. If there did, I accidentally deleted those. So
how
I
dare you?
Apologize.
You like to clean a clean sheet. I've noticed that.
I do like a clean sheet at the end of the week. I like it gone. The Cleveland Browns lost to the San Francisco 49ers over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that game, and judging by the attendance, I don't think you did. The Niners took care of business pretty well. But your web gem...
I do have a giant say...
I did not mean to click that. We do have... a great highlight from this, though. Browns defensive tackle Shelby Harris had a comment about Juwan Jennings. Now, if you remember, Juwan Jennings got punched in the nethers against Carolina.
For acting out of pocket.
For acting out of pocket. I'll just play. This is what Shelby Harris had to say on Juwan Jennings.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts. Because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
I just want to start that again from the beginning.
He's a hoe, and I want that known. Like,
bringing it back.
He's a hoe. Why is everybody a hoe now?
Bringing it back, baby.
Lane Kiffin's a hoe. Juwan Jennings is a hoe. It's confusing.
It's the holiday spirit. Ho, ho, ho.
We're just so, that's what it is. It's the holidays. We're all excited. The holidays are here.
Yes.
So we call everybody a ho.
You can hear his voice.
Make a ho a housewife.
You can hear his voice cracking because he's pissed.
Well,
that was him controlled.
Yeah. You know what, man? I don't know if we'll ever find out because usually they don't, but like, what is he saying? Like, what is Juwan Jennings saying? When you're talking about stuff you don't say to another man?
Well, he barked at a guy who was down injured.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Oh.
And it was bad enough. George Kittle's right there. Kittle was like immediately reacts not to like hold back Jennings. He goes to like the Cleveland guys like, yo, he's my bad. He's not with us, kind of. You know what I mean? Like,
I was wondering if it was like a Yo Mama or, you know, like a Zinedine Zidane situation.
It sounds like it was
your mother and sister.
From the reaction and his reaction, it sounded like I hope your career's over kind of a deal. I hope you're out. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you're on the, you know, in between those, like, look, man, military's similar in this vein. Like, we have rivals. Like, it gets heated. Like, NFL locker rooms, NBA locker rooms, and I'm sure MLB clubhouses, NHL locker rooms are the same. Fights happen. Like, there's a lot of testosterone. We go at each other's neck. Like, you know, we used to settle stuff behind closed doors in the military. Like, if there was real beef, you go in there and you beat somebody's ass. And whoever came out, but that was it. That kind of stuff happens. But when it's across lines... That's when it, like, because when you say something super, super out of pocket where you get this kind of reaction, that's the kind of thing where somebody's going to chokeslam you.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care at that point. Like, there's a lot of trash talk out there. Like, if you ever go to an NBA game and sit courtside, don't bring your kids.
Yeah.
It is, you will hear some wild, wild trash talk.
Yeah, just the stories of KG and stuff like that are enough to get me going.
But, you know, it's getting in guys' heads and stuff like that. But there is a line when you're talking about, like, hurting somebody or going after family members or, like, you can make it even personal. But there's just certain lines you don't cross. And this is a couple weeks now for Jennings where he's clearly crossed lines. Somebody's going to hit him from the backside and not care about him.
And at some point, your teammates aren't going to be there to support you.
That's what I mean. Like, honestly, man, like this is a running theme with me. It's one of the things I love about the NHL. You act out of pocket in the NHL, what happens to you?
It's time to nut up or shut up.
That enforcer's coming off that bench, and you are going to get folded. It does not matter how much money you make. That guy is going to take the five-minute major and whoop your ass.
As Shelby Harris said,
he's a hoe, and I want that known.
It's just, you know, like, to be honest, it's one of the things I really appreciate about the NHL because they have not gone away from that.
No, no. They've tried to make fighting less of a thing.
But they also know when it's very clear what's about to happen that needs to happen.
Talk shiz.
The refs step back. When somebody hits the ice, it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's done.
All right, we come up. Big Nooner is next. Blazers are back in action tonight. Have a little conversation about the Zers back on track. Free consultation at 12:15 as well. So get your questions in on the fan text line, 503-864-6326, or over on the YouTube chats. Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.